It's Friday, July 10th, 2009, and welcome to episode 92 of Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. I am back from the National Educational Computing Conference held last week, and I am trying to find my tech legs and get caught up with work that was left undone while attending this conference. I heard estimates of over 18,000 people attending NEC this year, and by the size of the crowds in Washington, D.C., this was probably not far off. Despite the workload piling up back home, this conference was certainly worth the trip. For those of us that are relied upon as frontline technology support, taking time away from work is difficult to schedule, and we tend to pay for this time away with a full inbox and stacks of to-dos that were neglected when we were away. Despite this cost, getting away to conferences such as NEC is very valuable to me as it allows me to see what others are doing and to gauge where our programs are at compared with others across the nation. I am pleased that we seem to be holding our own and are very progressive with our implementations of technologies to support teaching and learning at our university. I do get tired of the getting ready for the 21st century refrain from many speakers, as we are well into this century and it is time to move on past the rhetoric. Many are still trying to browbeat teachers into technological submission with a 21st century argument. Get over it, the 21st century is here. In order to change one's teaching practice, teachers must see and experience value in order to utilize learning technologies. We must demonstrate the practical and avoid the preaching if we are to be successful with encouraging others to gain benefit from what technologies offer for learning. To this end, modeling appropriate behavior is the best method for gaining converts. I did not find any earth-shattering technologies at NEC this year. It felt like we are in a holding pattern now that Web 2.0 technologies are maturing. I did make it to many vendor booths, but there was nothing that really grabbed me as being the next big thing. I did spend quite a bit of time in the Smart Technologies booth and learn more about their new dual-touch smart boards, as well as getting my hands on a new multi-touch overlay for an HDTV that was used with some cool multi-touch applications. As the cost of this technology comes down, I believe we will be seeing a lot more classroom presentation systems with multi-touch technologies at next year's conference. Smart Technologies also had their multi-touch table at their booth, and Microsoft had a Microsoft Surface multi-touch table in their booth. With Windows 7 coming out in October, we will start seeing a lot more PC apps that support multi-touch, as multi-touch is built into Windows 7 natively for devices with proper hardware. There were also a ton of netbooks at this year's event, as many teachers seem to have jumped on the low-cost netbook bandwagon. There were also several sessions on the iPhone and iTouch apps for educational use. I did make it to the ASUS booth, where I was able to actually get my hands on the soon-to-be-released EPC keyboard with built-in LCD screen and a prototype EPC T91 tablet that supports multi-touch in a netbook form factor. Both of these devices fit niche markets, but if they are priced competitively, they will offer value. A link is available in the show notes to these two innovative devices soon to be released. The best part of the conference for me, however, was meeting the many people from my personal learning network in person. I met many people that I had met virtually via Twitter, and it was great putting a face with their name. Rather than list them here, I will just give a shout out to my new friends from NEC for fear I might leave someone out. You are all very valuable members of my PLN, and it was great meeting you in person. I also met many of the bloggers whose blogs I read regularly and had many productive conversations with what they were doing while comparing notes with each other. Two more big things happened at this year's NEC conference. First, the name for next year's conference has been changed from NEC to ISTE 2010 and will be held in Colorado. After 30 years of the NEC name tradition, I am not sure how I feel about the name change, but it was presented as a way to focus on a more international audience. The second big event was the unveiling of the new National Educational Technology Standards for Administrators. Last year, the NETS teacher standards were revamped, and this year, the new administrator standards were premiered. A link is available in the show notes to the new ISTE NETS Administrator Standards. One thing ISTE might consider in the future would be to license the NETS standards with a Creative Commons license. The NETS standards are currently copyrighted using the old 20th century model. Thousands of educators across the nation have provided input to the ISTE standards over the years, and this is something that might be considered in the future now that we are living in a Web 2.0 world in the 21st century. Speaking of Creative Commons licensing, my technology pick of the week this week is a new feature that was added to Google that allows you to search for Creative Commons licensed pictures. This is great news for educators that want to find images that are not copyrighted and search for images that can be used for classroom projects legally. This new image search option is a tool that educators can use to teach about copyright issues and provides a solution to a long-standing problem for online projects. I have provided links in the show notes to the creativecommons.org blog with this announcement that explains how you use this new feature when searching for images using Google. You will need to click on the advanced search link on Google's homepage and then click on the date, usage rights, numeric range, and more link to see this option to filter the search for only Creative Commons licensed images. This is definitely a step in the right direction, and I applaud Google for providing a useful tool for a long-standing problem. It is one thing to identify a problem, and quite another to provide a useful solution. Thank you, Google. That wraps it up for episode 92 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Transcripts and show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the Eastern Illinois University Instructional Technology Center website at www.eiu.edu/ITC. Just click on the Tech Talk for Teachers podcast link. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on the Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, this is Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.